producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from the legendary 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, where Todd, the radio god, is manning the controls as usual on the mothership, 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota. God bless you for tuning in. AM 1100 The Flag. KLTC and Dickinson, 1460 on your radio. And KTGO, booming to the Bakken. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it very much. And glad to have you along. I am coming to you live and direct today from Ralph Engelstad Arena, overlooking some incredible facilities on both ends. I look out towards, obviously, the foyer where you come into Ralph Engelstad Arena on one side, and on the other side of me is the ice. And, of course, where some great hockey games have been played at this facility, the house that Ralph built, as a matter of fact. And we love it. We're in the suite that Ralph designed for himself, really, and his and family and friends. It's the house suite of Engelstad Arena where we're broadcasting from today. The reason I'm in Grand Forks is to attend a Rough Rider Award presentation. The Rough Rider Award is North Dakota's highest honor, recognizing present or former North Dakotans who've been influenced by North Dakota in achieving national recognition in their fields of endeavor, thereby reflecting credit and honor upon North Dakota and its citizens. That's the definition of what a Rough Rider Award is for. John D. Odegaard will today be the 42nd recipient of the North Dakota Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award, presented by Governor Jack Dalrymple and the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences, who are hosting an event here today on the campus, and I was blessed with an invite, so I will look forward to that. John's picture will now join the other 41 portraits that hang in the North Dakota State Capitol Building, lower level of the State Capitol Building. It's the Rough Rider Gallery. If you ever get a chance, just take a walk through there, because I can't do it without getting a lump in my throat. Because, one, I look at a fellow like Tom Clifford, since we're at UND, and I think about his legendary leadership, and that was a lot of John Odegaard's success. He was the first dean at the School of Aviation here, and now, of course, it's become this world-class, world-renowned School of Aerospace Sciences, and very much linked with what's happening in the aerospace sciences and the UAS space. It's pretty amazing. But, I mean, they've done world-class things. Buzz Aldrin was on the faculty here at one point. I mean, all that started with John Odegaard in one plane. But Tom Clifford obviously let that happen. He let him go. We're going to talk to Earl Strindon a little later on in the program today. Earl is the longtime head of the Alumni Association, UND Foundation, a longtime legislative leader as well, a great North Dakota, not a Litchfield, North Dakota, but Earl will join us today on the program as well and talk a little bit about John Odegaard and his legacy. And we're also going to chat with Jody Hodgson, who is the general manager of the Ralph Engelstad Arena. So many great events happen here. In addition, of course, the one that most folks come for day in and day out, UND hockey. So a lot of ground to cover today on the program. Looking forward to it, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for any of our guests along the way. We'll get to some news headlines and a couple other things. I am going to do something today that is not easy for me. I've been one of these guys that have had a hard time letting the Fighting Sioux name go, right? Because it just was such a difficult thing, like it was for so many. And then I sort of settled on, well, North Dakota would be the right choice. Because we are North Dakota, and, they took Sioux away for politically correct reasons, and Dakota still has the connotation of honoring the Native Americans. So let's just be North Dakota, was my take. And that option was taken away, unfortunately, by short-sighted decision by the president, because it ticks people off in the 11th hour and reopens all these wounds again. But I'm going to put all that in the rearview mirror today and pick one of the five and tell you which one I'm picking and why. So that'll be coming up as well. But I want to know which one of the five you'd pick as well. So we're going to spend some time doing that, especially in the 10 o'clock hour today, getting your takes. So all that coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Thursday is brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And look, I'm a dad, right? And what do dads do? They care about their families. They provide for their families. And what's happening right now in energy is something you need to pay attention to, because it's a lot more difficult to do what I need to do as a dad in providing for my family, number one, and number two, in making sure they have a reliable electricity. You know, you write warmth in a home, lights in a barn, whatever. And what the EPA is trying to do with a clean power plan right now makes all of that tougher. What it would do is raise the cost of everything. I mean, you can't even get your mind around how much your power bill will go up. Whatever you pay MDU or XL or your electric rural electric cooperative, whatever it is, it will go through the roof. If you want to find out how much, go to the website SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. There's a calculator right there, and you can do it. We appreciate their sponsorship very much. I'm honored to be joined by a good friend, the new coach of the UND hockey team, Brad Berry's here with us today. Coach Berry, nice to see you.
Good to be here, Scott. It's great to see you again.
And congrats on the nice start. I know you would have preferred a little better outcome in Maine, but you still had one heck of a hockey team there.
Yeah, you know what? It was a good game, a 60-minute game, actually 65-minute game. We went to overtime. We had a lot of quality chances to win it, but not to get frustrated. A win and a tie on the road is always good, especially early in the year with 10 freshmen, 11 freshmen, and really looking forward to the weekend versus Bemidji.
So you're ranked number one. And
you want to talk about it.
I know you don't. You're coming as a new coach. I was just going to ask you that. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, is it just like, oh, give me a break, now we've got to deal with that too?
You know what? We've talked about it from the start of the week with our players here, and it's a nice accolade to have, but it's really one that you really want at the end of the year. You want to be playing in the last collegiate game of the year, and you want to win that game. And after that, the rankings come out, and you want to be number one. So, yeah, again, it's a great accolade, but we really don't want to take too much away from it right now. We got a lot of things to work on, and we got a lot of road ahead of us. So again, not to get caught up with the polls, we want to make sure that we stay grounded here.
The Bemidji Beavers this weekend, and you do this neat thing with Bemidji where it's home and home.
Yep.
Which is kind of fun.
Yep.
They're close enough where you can get by with that.
Yep.
And obviously, it's sort of kind of become the regional rivalry here now, hasn't it?
It has, and I seen a little adage yesterday called the Battle of Highway 2 kind of thing. That's kind of a neat rivalry statement to make, but Tom Ceratori does a great job with his group. He's got a hard-working group every year. They battle us every year. They beat us in our rink last year right at the beginning of the year, 5-1. And then we went over there on Saturday night last year, and I think we won 2-1. So goals are tough to come by when you play against them. They play strong defensively. They put five guys in front of the net. They give up their bodies to block shots, and they just play an overall hard game. And if you're not ready to play that type of game, you're not going to come out on the right end of it. So we have to drill down and make sure that we're ready to go right away.
And it'll be a loud barn.
Oh,
right?
Yep.
And they'll bring a bunch of fans here.
Yep.
On Saturday night.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it'll be great in the fact that, it's kind of neat in the fact that Bemidji is a great summer town for Grand Forks people. So, a lot of people have lake places over there. So they make the travel over there for the one game. And obviously their fans come over here. So I think it's kind of neat that they reciprocate that experience.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be good fun. And you don't bus many places anymore, do you?
You know what? A handful.
Do you?
A handful, yeah. We go to St. Cloud, Duluth, Bemidji. I think we're going to go to Omaha this year. We've had such a tough time getting in and out with the travel, with the weather and stuff, that we're going to just bus to Omaha. So those are kind of the places that we'll bus to this year.
I remember the days of UND hockey when it was mostly busing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Other than Denver, you bused everywhere. I mean, even to Houghton, Michigan, and Marquette.
Yep.
And I mean, you did when you played, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was blessed to be, obviously, the announcer for a lot of years, PA announcer, and then, color announcer with Tim Hennessy. Very poor one, but those were some of my best memories. I mean, the camaraderie that happens on a bus is pretty neat for a team, isn't it?
It is, and that's why I'm glad we have three or four of those bus trips every year. And I really have a fond experience of the Michigan Tech one, because we usually leave a day earlier, like a Wednesday night, to get there and stay in Superior, Wisconsin. And it's always a ritual to stay in a little motel and get up at the little breakfast place the next morning and then get to Michigan Tech, which is a storied place in itself. So those are the great things. You know, obviously nowadays travel is a big thing, and getting our guys rest and nutrition. And we're fortunate enough to have charters. And when we charter, for example, when we came back from Maine, we got back in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday morning. But our guys had the full day on Sunday to rest and relax and recover to get ready for the week. So we're very grateful of the charter service that we do have.
Yeah, that's a sea change of mega proportions, right?
I mean,
that's the pro level, right?
It is.
And what's funny is really a lot of that started with this arena. I mean, this arena, if folks have not been in it, is one of Without question. Probably top five nicest hockey arenas in the country.
Undoubtedly.
And there are bigger ones, but when you, you know, I mean, when you take the amenities here, you know, the amenities here are as nice here as they are in any arena at any level. And that sort of started that transition for all of college hockey. Not only to nicer arenas, but just college players treated like pros, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're seeing that. Well, there's a reason why there's 32% of the players in the NHL now are from the college ranks. It's because, like you said, every program is stepping up in their facilities, the way they handle players, whether it's travel or nutrition, and just treating it like a pro organization. Now college programs are getting top-end athletes, high-end draft picks, and they're coming into our into their programs and developing. So, again, it's a tribute to college hockey and the way it's developed.
If you have a question or comment for Coach Barry, certainly welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. By the way, they have Cloverdale right here in the realm.
Oh, yeah.
I might have myself a brat before I leave.
Yep.
Yeah, so give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Welcome to Max Harvest Day Sale. 2 big weeks of harvest savings. A DeWalt 18-volt battery 2-pack is just $99.99. A nylon tow rope, 1 inch by 20 feet, is only $19.99. And from your area's largest supplier, grade 5 volts, just $1.59 a pound. Our 25-millimeter ammo cans are only $6.99. See our Harvest Day Sale insert in your newspaper or online at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ralph Engelstad Arena, once the home of the Fighting Sioux, now home of what? Nodaks, Rough Riders, Sun Dogs, Fighting Hawks, or North Stars? We're going to tackle that debate a little later on. I want your vote, by the way, on which one you'd vote for. And you can call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. When you call, two ways that you can respond. You press 1, you leave a message. So just say, I'm for Nodax and here's why. Or I'm for, you know, whatever you're for. If you'd like to chat with us live on the air, you press 2. And then you can chat with us live on the air. And Manny, the most able Manny, have you recovered from your Burger King experience yet this morning, Manny? Is everything okay? Are you ready to take some calls? Everything good there?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to signal those guys out. How many did all those drive-thru guys are?
Well, it was at Burger King. And it was at Burger King in Minneapolis. Manny's down in the Twin Cities. That's where our mothership engineering is, Burnsville, yeah. Spoken like a true Twin Cities guy. To me, Minneapolis is Bloomington, Burnsville, all of it.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, you outsider. Really, Burnsville? When I was growing
up, start.
Burnsville,
don't
like,
even start. You Twin City snobs, I don't want to hear it. I don't care. It's all one big
snobs.
Blob to me. But anyway, it was
probably
a Burger
moved
King.
Away from the Twin Cities, away from Minnesota, to the land of reasonable people, North Dakota.
There you go. You did. And John Marshall's Burger Kings, he owns most of them, I think, in North Dakota, were not to blame, but one down there in Burnsville was. So you're better for that now, Manny, and ready to take some calls? That's what I'm getting at?
I am ready
we
to rock
send
and roll.
Some North Dakota trainers down there to teach them how to run a Burger King is what we should
exactly. There you go. Now you're talking. And brought to you in part today by MyPillow, the folks that make these pillows in Minnesota. It's the only pillow. You go to any store, it's the only pillow you'll find. This one you have to buy online or call them. But you go to the store and try and buy a pillow. They make it in China or somewhere else. This pillow, USA made and designed by a guy that would go to places like county fairs all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. And he's built the best pillow on the planet. I know because I sleep on one. And if you use the promo code Scott, you'll get a 2-for-1 deal. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Chatting with Brad Berry, coach of the UND men's hockey team. We're live at Ralph Engelstad Arena today. And if you do have a question or comment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Let's see. What else we need to talk about? You said, well, first of all, is the whole ordeal over the name issue been a distraction for the team, or is that long gone and in the rearview mirror?
No, it hasn't been a distraction. We addressed it right away. When I took over in May, with their new group of freshmen coming in, you know, you always want to keep the culture that we've had success with. And you know, the Fighting Sioux name has been here for a long time. And it always will be within our group. We base our culture on it, and it's a positive one. So, again, we've gone away from that side of it. The values, the morals, the way we conduct ourselves on a day-to-day basis is based on that culture, and it's a very strong culture. Now, moving forward, we'll always be North Dakota. North Dakota will always be our primary name. Now we're just getting a new logo and a nickname, which will be a secondary image for us going forward here. So, like I said, the very first thing that we wanted to do is continue with our culture that we have, which is very strong, and the name North Dakota, and obviously with the Fighting Sioux, what came up through the years and had success, and based our the way we conduct business on a day-to-day basis will always be immersed in our culture. So again, it's just moving forward with another part of history and tradition going forward, just adding to it here.
That's very well said. In other words, nothing went away.
Not in our group.
In the way of the cultures and everything.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in our group.
I mean, obviously, what's on the jersey or what's said as the name is doesn't remove all those traditions and all that culture.
Yeah, and again, it's you know, you always talk about the way we play on the ice. We play extremely hard. We battle. We compete. You know, that's our culture that we were, which we always will be. But it's more than that, Scott. It's how you conduct yourself off the ice with respect, humility, trust. That we try to emulate every single day. And that was done in the Gino Gasparini days, the Dean Blaze days, the Dave Haxtell days, with that name and logo that we formerly had. And we will always have that in the back of our minds. And again, we're not going to break tradition. We're going to add something new here in the next couple of weeks, which is going to be added to our group. But the primary focus and the backbone of our culture is something that's been in place years and years ago.
Do you get a vote? You're an alum?
Oh, yeah.
You decided yet?
I've got my mind around it a little bit here, and you know, there's 5 options going forward, and you know, I guess the one that intrigues me the most is probably Nodax. Is the one that I'm kind of leaning on right now.
I'm revealing my pick before the end of the program here today, after a little input from the audience, but I'm gonna do the same thing. And
so you're gonna change your mind based on the audience? Then is that what's going on?
No, I'll listen. Actually, I'll tell you right now, my pick's the same as Brad's. I just think that it's the closest thing to representing what we have. Earl Strindon's going to be here in a little bit, and Earl's, you know.
My point being, it's real easy to say, oh, I'm going to make my pick, but I'll listen to the audience, and then now you can change your pick based
on
the audience.
Good point. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Scott, we were out in the Icebreaker tournament in Maine, and you know, the scoreboard though has your name or, you know, whatever team's playing against whatever on there, and then the score's down below on the scoreboard. And, you know, I went out for my first collegiate game, and I looked up at the scoreboard, and what did they have? N-O-D-A-K. So to me, I mean, that's pretty evident that everybody else kind of sees us that way in the other part of the country too. So
I think it goes back to what you said earlier about who we are and what we stand for.
Yeah.
And you know, NODAX is a obviously a derivative of North Dakota, which also Dakota comes back to the Sioux and all that tradition. It just sort of is in the same family, rather than a Sun Dog or something that would be completely, you know, outside that box a little bit. So that's how I came to that. And there is some interesting history as well to NODAX having been used previously on the jerseys and and with the programs that Earl's going to tell us a little bit about here in a little bit too. So that's pretty interesting too. Very fun. How about your old buddy Dave Haxtell, the former coach? Kind of cool what he's doing, huh?
Very happy for him. Watched the game last night with my family at home, and played very sound defensively. Their best players are playing well, getting great goaltending. They won again, so they're 2-1-1 off to a great start. And I know that was one thing that Philadelphia was concerned about coming in over the last few years, of not getting off to a good start, because you have to bank those points early in order to make playoffs. And very happy for him.
You've been in that world, in the pro coaching world, obviously. Then here is his associate head coach. So is this your future? Is this what you want to do for the long haul?
This is all I want to do, Scott. You know, people have asked me that. Do you ever want to go back to pro? And you know what? I've been there as a player. I've been there as a coach. And I do like it. But I like it. I love this place. I absolutely do. And I'm not just saying that. I was here as a player. I was here as a coach. I've coached under a lot of great coaches here. Grand Forks, the state of North Dakota, is the place I want to continue to raise my family, and that's places I want to retire and die in. I'm a kid. I was a young boy from Canada that came down here. I got a scholarship, and I love my home back home in Canada. But this is where my wife and I want to remain here.
Growing up in Bashaw, Alberta, did you always know you wanted to be a coach? Was that something you knew you wanted to play, right?
Yeah.
Obviously,
I had a passion to play right away, and you know, I worked hard and did everything I could to keep going up the ranks and up that pyramid of hockey. And finally, I think it was towards the end of my career when I no longer played in the NHL, and they told me, you know, in Dallas at the end of my NHL career, they said, why don't you go down to Kalamazoo, Michigan? We love the way you work. We love the way you help the young guys. Why don't you go down there and help those guys? And that got me started on coaching.
The rest is history. Yeah. One of my greatest possessions is Brad Berry's Winnipeg Jets jersey that he gave me.
Well, you know what? Closest friend, and you only get one or two jerseys, and that says a lot about you, Scott. I gave you the jersey.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you very much for having me today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4-for-4 special, where you get 4 items, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies, all for only $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered too at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Continue live from Ralph Engelstad Arena. Is there a classier guy on earth than Bradbury? I mean, what a class act. I mean, a classier guy in athletics.
Hand her and say, well, of course there is Scott Hennon, but you know.
No, don't do that. I'm saying certainly in athletics. I mean, my gosh. You know,
well, okay, you're not in athletics, so I guess in athletics, yes.
I'm just saying right. the way he it'd be very easy. Look, there's a guy that lives and breathes the University of North Dakota hockey. I mean, he came from Basho, Alberta as a 19-year-old, 18-year-old maybe, you know, youngster. And on the ice as a defenseman, goes on to a pro career, goes on to a coaching career in the pro ranks, then comes back on the college side, and then now has the head job after Dave Haxtell leaves for Philadelphia. And, you know, the way he explained putting the debate over the Fighting Sioux in the rearview mirror, that it doesn't go away. You don't take that from them because you can't. The same values are there, so that's part of us. But we're gonna have a different name on the jersey, but it doesn't change anything. I think it's very well said. And I intended to do this a little later, but when he said his pick was Nodax, I thought it was as good a time as any. Plus, you gave me appropriately a rough time, Todd. That, oh, wait a minute, which is it? Are you gonna tell us what your pick is, or are you gonna be influenced by the calls?
Yeah, it's real easy to say I'm gonna give you my pick, but I'll listen to the callers. Oh, okay. Then 20 callers say the same thing. Then that's what your pick is. That's pandering. If you're gonna do that, you might as well run for president.
No, my pick has been that. My pick has been that for a little while. I did get the pandering thing there, but running for president, I didn't miss that. But my pick has been Nodax for a while. Again, I will full disclosure. I have been one of the individuals that's had a really hard time saying I'm going to let the Fighting Sioux thing go. Okay, I did finally saying they've worn us down and, you know, it is what it is now. You have no choice, right? And then I really focused on just stay North Dakota, right? And obviously the president's removed that option. So either you wrap yourself around an axle and hire lawyers and really continue.
Is it
really
going to change what the stands of the hockey game are going to look like?
Well, I understand why people are doing it. Here's the deal. I wish the process could just have not been tainted. That's my thing.
Right.
And let people pick. And what happened, very obviously, was North Dakota was removed as an option because it was going to be picked. And when you do that, then you inflame the whole thing again. So it was
exactly.
Poor leadership and dumb. But my point is, it is what it is, okay? And by the way, I fully support whatever efforts are underway either by the Board of Higher Ed or by folks that are trying to hire this attorney from Dallas, and we're going to actually chat with the attorney tomorrow and find out what this is all about, because there is an 11th hour effort to take this to court. My point is this. A number of people are going to begin voting next week, and they have to decide which name should I go for, and there ought to be some consensus or discussion about those options, and mine is Nodex. And for a number of reasons, but probably number one is I don't know of any better mentor when it comes to the right way to go on most anything in life than our next guest, Earl Strinden. And so if Earl's for Nodex, by golly, I'm from Nodex. The pride of Litchfield, North Dakota, one-time legislative leader and longtime leader of the Alumni Association and Foundation at the University of North Dakota, Earl Strinden is with us. Hello, Earl.
Well, nice to be with you. I haven't seen you for a while, but I listen to you frequently.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Been a good listener over the years.
I tried to be.
Yeah, and a rock-solid conservative, and there's darn few of us left, right?
Well, I think there are more than the national media wants to admit. I think there are a growing number.
Well, true enough. Unfortunately, Grand Forks is my adopted hometown.
Indeed.
I was a Montevideo boy, but I spent more of my adult life in Grand Forks than anywhere. And so between Grand Forks and Fargo, I've spent a good chunk of my time in North Dakota there. I spend the majority of my work day now west of Castleton. And west of Castleton has got it figured out. They're pretty darn conservative. But I'm a little worried about this Red River Valley, I don't know what we call it, Earl, but it's been influenced by Minnesota politically, and that's not a good thing, if you know
it's
what I'm
West
saying.
West Minnesota.
Yeah, it might be.
It's changed. I remember back when the legislators were almost in the Red River Valley were almost all Republicans. And Fargo was a Republican city, Wahpeton, and on right up, Grand Forks. We had 9 legislators out of Grand Forks. All of them were Republicans. The Fargo delegation had 1 Democrat. And so there's been a shift that's happened with the Eastern Board in our state.
Sure has. So I was not joking when I said you're a good mentor, and impossible not to sit in this arena and not remember hopping off a plane with you and Ralph Engelstad in a very snowy, as I recall, December day when Ralph walked into the old Ralph Engelstad Arena to announce that he was going to make a $100 million gift to the university. That was quite a historic day.
That was an historic day. We were worried because the weather wasn't cooperating that day, and you were out there to pick him up at the airport, and I remember that well. My goodness, what a historic day. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful opportunity to know a man like Ralph Engelstad and really to find out how dedicated and sincere he was, not only to the University of North Dakota, but to our great nation.
Yeah, I remember the Tom Clifford had asked me to travel with Ralph to go look at a few other arenas. And, Dean Blaze was on the plane, and there were a few people looking at the arenas, and Tom... And Tom Clifford and Earl were back arranging all the things for the announcement, but nobody knew what the announcement was. Remember that? Nobody knew what the amount was, what it was going to be. It was I think literally till he landed, and you and Tom took him aside and found out what was going to happen.
Well, I pretty well knew what Ralph was thinking because he told me quite some early on what his plans were. So we had many visits in Las Vegas, and he was a remarkable man.
And we're in his suite at Ralph Engelstad Arena as we speak today. It's pretty cool. This remains one of the greatest hockey facilities in the world. It's pretty extraordinary.
It is, and interestingly, when they were building a new arena down in the Phoenix and the Scottsdale area, one of the greatest hockey players of all time was down there, and he suggested that the group come to the University of North Dakota to see the Ralph Engelstad Arena because he said this is one of the finest hockey arenas in the world. And believe me, it is.
It certainly is. There's a lot of people listening that are fans of UND hockey, fans of UND football, basketball, the school in general. How many doctors, how many lawyers, how many folks in the business community have come out of that great business school? And they have a vote next week on what the name should be, the team, the name for the athletic teams. Tell us why you've written about this, but I want our audience to hear why you believe NODAX is the right choice.
Well, it's part of the history of our university. And it's really an identification for North Dakota. And so we could have the Rough Riders, I guess, but there'll be some that will all of a sudden find out that Teddy Roosevelt said some negative things about the Native Americans, and all of a sudden we're caught in another controversy. NODAX came into being in 1940s. The University of North Dakota became the Sioux as an identification in 1930. The basketball team had on their jerseys NODAX, N-O-D-A-K-S. The early hockey team, and it's in the yearbook, they referred in that write-up about the hockey team at least three times that they were identified as the NODAX. So even though we were the Sioux then by action, and that was a very intensive effort in 1930 to come up with a new identification. And so just think of this, the first when UND was founded in 1883, a group came up with a idea of the Prairie Rose. Well, it'd be pretty hard to say fight on Prairie Roses, wouldn't it? So then it was in later on when they came up with the Flicker Tails. And then in 1930, with a very intensive effort, with alumni, with students, with faculty, administration, they chose the name Sioux. But in 1940, the basketball team had on their jerseys NODAX. And then I mentioned about the write-up about the hockey team.
The fan favorite, the alumni favorite, all the surveys suggested North Dakota. Basically, the no nickname option was the one. And obviously, for a whole variety of reasons, that has been removed. I don't believe that was the right decision because it was obviously removed knowing it was going to win.
That's right.
But NODAX is pretty darn close, right? I mean, you can still be quote-unquote North Dakota with a form of NODAX as your nickname, right?
Well, and there's something else about it. It'll be an exclusive. Nobody else is ever going to be choosing NODAX because this is North Dakota. And in my many years with the Alumni Association and the Foundation, traveling all over the United States to meet with our alumni, I found frequently that there was a reference. North Dakotans were referring to themselves as NODAX. And so it was not uncommon. And like I say, no one else is going to have that name. No one's going to be able to point that we're doing anything that's offending anybody by having the NODAX name. And the other thing is, it was a part of a proud history. Even though the Sioux and the Fighting Sioux came into being in 1930, in the 1940s, the basketball team had NODAX on their jerseys. And like I say, in the early history of UND hockey, way, way back, in the yearbook, they referred to themselves as the NODAX. So this is not something that is just popping out of the thin air. It was part of a proud history of our university.
Will the Fighting Sioux ever be back?
Oh, would I love to have the Fighting Sioux back. And by the way, thank you so much for your help on this. We had folks of the Standing Rock, Spirit Lake. I worked closely with them, and they disbelieved that having Fighting Sioux attached to the University of North Dakota and University of North Dakota Athletics was important to them and to their people.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We'll take a quick break. Also want to ask Earl about the legend of John D. Odegaard, who will be honored today with the Rough Rider Award by Governor Jack Dalrymple here at UND. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My name is Bill Bunner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Before the top of the hour, live at Ralph Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks today. I am in Grand Forks to attend a Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award presentation to John D. Odegaard. Passed away a number of years ago, but is being honored, and rightfully so, as the 42nd recipient of the Teddy Roosevelt Rough Rider Award by Jack Dalrymple today. And I want to ask you a little bit about that coming up, Earl, as well. We have calls, questions, comments. Welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Gordon in Bismarck does have a question and or a comment. We'll get to you here, Gordon. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering about the origin of the word Sioux. It wasn't that given to them by the French, and that wasn't even then. They just accepted that as being that. And even the word Indian was given them to by the Europeans. They never called themselves Indians. I think that's correct. No, I'm not sure. Maybe Earl Strinden knows, or you folks know. I don't know.
I think that is correct, and some have said that it was a derogatory. But let's remember that Sioux citizens at Spirit Lake voted almost 69% that they wanted to have their name continued on the UND athletic teams. And there was also strong support down at Standing Rock. So some have said that it was a derogatory, but they don't feel that way. And if they don't feel that way, I don't know why anyone else should feel that
way. My take is the NCAA had to have somebody fall in that whole political correctness charade they did. There were 9 schools that the NCAA went after that had Native American imagery, and all of them solved their problem, okay? UND was the only one out of those 9 that were required to have 2 of the tribes say yes or no, and I think they did that because they knew Standing Rock would never say yes. I'm saying not the people of Standing Rock, but that the politics of such a South Dakota tribe about a North Dakota school were ever going to get in the middle of that and say yes or no. I mean, what Gordon's asking, I understand, and it feels like refighting old ground. Once the NCAA decided they were going to target UND, it was over, wasn't it, Earl?
It was, and the truth is that they gave the ride to Florida State, and they said that they could be the Seminoles, and then they gave a free ride to Illinois because they're also carrying an Indian name. And I guess it just came down that, we're going to have to win one, right? Yeah, we've got to set somebody up. So they chose University of North Dakota, who doesn't have the clout nationally, as does Illinois or do the Seminoles at Florida State.
Do you think it could ever come back at some point that cooler heads will prevail? And in other words, it would really take leadership from, you know, Spirit Lake and Standing Rock, obviously, is where it would start. But would that be a compelling argument to the NCAA?
Well, if it could come back, I think, if the Sioux Indians themselves really made the drive happen. But I tell you, in this world now, political correctness, and that's especially prevalent on university campuses across the nation, I think it'd be very difficult.
Gordon, anything else for Earl?
No, I was just wondering if that was going to be rehashed in court, the origin of those 2 names. That was my only thought. Other than that, that's all I have. Thank you.
I'll just make a quick comment on that. Over the many years, the NCAA has been able to keep themselves immune from congressional action and also from court action. That is changing. Whether that's going to make a difference on this issue or not, I don't know.
Appreciate the call. Anyway, Earl is saying Nodax is the pick, and I'll post Earl's op-ed where he gives them more of this history there so you can do it as well, and I'm joining him. I'm going to be a Nodax guy. I don't have a vote, actually. My wife is an alum, and my son is a student here, and so I'll be doing my best to influence them, but it's a dandy. Tell me a little bit about John Odegaard. We lost him. When did John pass away? The 90s?
Well, I tell you, I have a hard time relating to years as
I
have gone by.
I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Well, John Odegaard was a visionary. And I tell you what, he would work untiringly for what he thought was important, and he loved aviation. And so the School of Aviation that came here to the University of North Dakota became one of the finest in the world. And so I knew John well. I have the greatest respect for him. I admired him. And I was involved by the UND Foundation helping to make some things happen for him because...
He was a trailblazer, wasn't he?
He was making things happen.
Did he give your boss, I guess he wasn't your boss, he was a colleague in your case, but did he give his boss, Tom Clifford, fits every now and then?
Oh, I would think so.
Because he was pushing the envelope, right?
That isn't unusual. And I think Tom, I know Tom also admired John. And Tom and I used to sometimes joke back and forth a little bit about, what was happening and how it was happening.
I remember when a jet showed up on the campus of UND, and everybody was like, they have a jet now? You know, it was, and then of course there was a cloud seeding that was going on, and there was great research that was happening as a result of it. And, but John was never afraid to fly the jet to his lake place every now and then, which, you know, raised a few eyebrows. But I love the guy. I mean, the vision, the energy, and now you look at what's become with this world-class, UAS systems, operations going on here too. It's pretty amazing.
Well, they're building on it. And of course then, John was able to work out, so that he had foreign students coming in.
That's right. We forgot about those students.
And that became very important, especially now when I drive through the campus, I see those that are here from
China and all over the world still there. Earl, we got to run. We appreciate you very much. Thanks a ton.
Pleasure to be with you. Good to see you.
Have you seen the Voices of Wanford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sues did that. They work with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sues can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twins stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sues uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sues, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.